food blog grows to thriving culinary ecosystem. Hey, what's up, friends? Thanks for tuning in. Episode 3001 of Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is also Throwback Thursday, where we take an in-depth look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. Once again, episode 3001. I can't believe we've made it through 3,000 episodes. Thank you for being out there. All right, let's stay on topic here, Chris. Last week, we heard from a test prep tutor who goes from juggling individual clients to running a membership platform filled with guided lessons, practice tests, and group support. Today, in our latest feature, we'll hear from a recipe blogger who makes a similar transition, moving beyond one-off cookbook sales to form this culinary community. She offers seasonal meal plans, live demos, and valuable kitchen tool discounts. How did she make this happen? What's it been like? What can we take from the story? Well, let's hear that story directly from her.
Hey, I'm Rhea, and I've been sharing recipes online for as long as I can remember. In the early days, my posts were basic. A few ingredient lists, some step-by-step instructions, and a snapshot of the finished dish. Eventually, I turned a handful of my most popular recipes into a small PDF cookbook. People bought it, and I earned a bit of extra income, enough to notice there was real potential here. But the income was sporadic. One month, I'd have a spike in sales after a viral post, and the next month would be quiet. I realized that my readers wanted more than just one-off recipes. They crave guidance on using seasonal ingredients and mastering new techniques and overcoming the same cooking ruts they faced every week. Rather than selling one PDF at a time, I decided to build something continuous and supportive, a subscription-based platform. This would let me provide ongoing resources and stay engaged with my audience in a more meaningful way. First, I organized my recipes into seasonal meal plans, so subscribers could rotate their cooking ideas as the weather and produce change. I also started hosting monthly live cooking demos, allowing people to follow along in real time and ask questions. That interactive element turned out to be essential. Instead of guessing what readers needed, I could see their questions pop up instantly. What's a good dairy-free substitute here? Or, can I freeze these leftovers? These sessions form a feedback loop, helping me refine my resources while boosting subscribers' confidence in the kitchen. To deepen the sense of community, I introduce a members-only forum where people swap recipes, discussed ingredient sourcing, and posted photos of their culinary wins and their flops. Eventually, I negotiated discounts on quality tools, like durable knives or artisan cookware, that my subscribers could access, adding tangible value to their membership. Within a few months, I had consistently monthly revenue from the subscription fees. While I still created new PDF cookbooks on occasion, they were now a bonus product for existing members rather than the main event. The core offering was the ongoing support and rotating content. Reliable, predictable income was a much better experience for me. The community aspect also turned out to be a real differentiator. People join not just for the recipes, but for the camaraderie. Seeing others experimenting with the same meal plan, posting tips about local farmers' markets, and collectively improving their culinary skills. This environment attracted serious home cooks looking to evolve beyond searching for random recipes on the internet. My role shifted from just the blogger posting instructions to a curator and mentor guiding a group of enthusiastic learners. Now, I maintain a seasonal release schedule. Each quarter, I upload new meal plans, run two or three live demos, and feature guest experts for special topics, like fermentation or gluten-free baking. The platform's income supports these creative expansions. Instead of chasing one-off buyers, I have a subscriber base that's invested in growing together.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing those updates with us. Listeners, thank you again. Thank you for being out there. Let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured from our archives of 3,000 plus episodes. I've been wanting to say that for a long time, 3,000 plus. If you have a question or an update about your hustle, you know where to go, sidehustleschool.com. Notes pages for every episode as well. You can download every episode from the complete archives there, always completely free, and new episodes come out every day. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.